Hey guys, I'm your host, Grace, here with
Ada,
Elizabeth,
and Joe.
And this is a Would You Rather podcast.
So our first Would You Rather is, would you rather be able to detect any lie you hear or get away with any lie you tell?
I'd rather detect every lie here.
Why?
Because you could just not lie, and then you could detect if people are lying to you, so you know if they're true friends or not.
Yeah, but that would also, like, drop someone's self-confidence.
It depends on what kind of person they are.
Yeah, but, like, when you read through someone's, like, text messages or, like, you're just talking to a person, like, they'd be able to realize, like, how many people lie to them on a daily basis.
Just be tough.
Maybe it's especially, like, like, if a person, like, meant a lot to you, mm-hmm. like, and they lied to you, like, you would feel like a friend bad, like, but...
That usually gets, like, somebody really down. Like, it makes mm-hmm. them... I don't think it'd ever feel the greatest just to be lied to, but...
No, but you would know that they lied to you. And why would you want to use the, like, have a lie that you just take away when you don't have to lie at all?
Me, personally, I'd rather get away with any lie I could tell, because I could literally do anything in the world and just lie to somebody and they wouldn't realize, because you can just get away with it.
Yeah. I mean, that'd definitely be, like, a good way to get away with anything, really.
Yeah. Ada, what do you think?
I would detect any lie, be able to detect any lie I heard.
Why?
Because it would just be cool.
Yeah, but why?
Because if someone's lying to you, and then you're just like, oh, well, they're lying to me, that's not true.
Yeah, and the thing about that thing, I think with, like, detecting a lie, it's a good thing and a bad thing, because the bad thing is it'll most likely drop your self-confidence, but the good thing is at least you know now.
Yeah, so then you can go and you can find other friends that actually won't lie to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about, like, what do you think?
I mean, I'd kind of like both, and I know I can't pick both, but probably detect a lie more, because then I would be able to, I'd at least know. I mean, it'd suck a lot, but you'd know.
I don't think it would. I think it would just...
You don't think it'd suck?
No.
Say your best friend you've had
for years. I wouldn't care.
And, like, you find out they've been lying to you for, like, every day you've been friends with them.
What if you don't like that best friend?
It would, but I know that I could just... It would hurt, but I know I could just move on and find other people that won't do that to me.
What if that was your only friend?
Make new ones.
Then I go find other people, because I've had to make friends before. I can do it again.
Okay.
So, Joe has our second Would You Rather.
So, our next Would You Rather is, have a job that you hate but pays millions a year, or have a job that you love that just gets you by every day? What do you think, Elizabeth?
I mean, money's great and all, but I feel like I'd rather be able to, like, go into work every day and know, wow, this is something that I really like to do, instead of, like, sitting there, like, hating every single moment I'm there. And just having money out the wazoo.
Yeah, but either way, it wouldn't matter because you still have people around you that care about you.
Yeah, but I feel like also, like, a work environment, you're in there every day. You're
Can't you find something else that pays you a lot, but then also that
that's not the question.
Yeah, but that's not the question.
Ada, what would you do?
I don't really know, because money, like, money's cool, but then money's not cool because, like, buying things and stuff, that's not going to give you, like...
Happiness.
Yeah, it's really not going to give you true happiness, but then, like, you know, you just, like, go to work, but you don't like it, but then, I don't know. I really don't know what I'd pick.
That's a hard one.
So you guys don't know?
What about you?
I'd hate the job, but get millions of dollars, because I just work for multiple years until I have money to
retirement. That is true.
Then I'll retire, and then I'll just be living on money.
I mean, that anything. I was thinking about that, but then I was like, I don't really know, but, like, it depends. Like, you can go home and, like, people can make you happy. It just doesn't have to be at the board that makes you not happy.
Yeah, like, another thing with, like, the whole money thing is, like, say you do what you said, like, you retire and things, but there was one job that you really, really wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
that, like, you really liked.
And we all have that. Like, we all have jobs that we want to do.
But instead of being able to do that, you went to this job that you hated to get a ton of money and work for a certain amount of years, just to live off of money for the rest of your life.
Like, yeah, but you wouldn't live. You wouldn't have to work, and you could just do what you wanted with the people that you loved and cared about.
But I also feel like you miss out on this, like, huge opportunity about doing something that you really, like, want to do and, like, you'd enjoy.
I'd rather just start off by doing a job I hate, getting a lot of money. Yeah, and then do the job you want later. And then doing something you want. So you don't have to worry about money, about getting by or anything. Then you can just worry about being happy.
And then you have extra money on the side.
Yeah, because of your job before.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
So, Ada, do you know what you want to do?
For which one you would pick? I think I would rather get millions of dollars for working for, like, a job I would hate. Mm-hmm. Because, like, there's things that we think we're going to do, but then we won't do it.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Or, like a job that we won't be interested in, all the jobs we hate.
Because, like, you can do a lot with money in general. Like, you can go anywhere you want, you can travel, you can basically do anything.
And plus, if you had this job, you could retire earlier and do like not even work at all. Mm-hmm. Have like money over there that you could just go and do whatever you wanted to do with the people that you cared about.
Yeah, that's true.
And people, like, that cared about you.
Yeah, because if you had all that money, like, you could go anywhere.
Yeah, and there's always people that are gonna, like, brighten up your day, even from the worst days at a job. Yeah, right? I think
either one would be a good option.
Do you know Ada now?
Yeah, I do money.
The money one. With money, I'm gonna do money. So we're all sticking with the money one.
Yep.
Well, I'm.
We're all greedy.
Yeah. We're not greedy, but there's people, like, we could, like, with the money that we get, we could also give. We don't have to just, like, have it.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. I back up my opinion. But if you're working for a job that you love, but barely make it by, but then since you love it so much, you could just go in, stay there all the time, 24 hours.
Yeah, but
just
what if they won't pay you?
Just get paid more.
No, because they wouldn't pay you.
No, you could work overtime.
Exactly.
No, I mean, but you could just keep, because you love it so much. That exactly. Would
yeah, but what I'm if you're, exactly. No, but what if your boss.
If you love it so much, I mean, maybe if your boss tells you no,
yeah,
then
your
you can't
boss
do
is
it, then
against
you're
your opinion.
Then you're kind of stuck, but you could always try. You could be like, I want to work overtime. Yeah. I want more money. I love this job. I want to stay here. And you could try to, you know, do that. Mm. Does anyone else have anything to say?
I don't think so. Ada?
No.
Joe?
Nope.
Elizabeth?
We just want money. Okay.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next time. Bye.